Hello, everyone, and welcome to Doyle's podcast on dementia. And today we are going to be talking about how to approach taking care of someone with this disease and some different ways to help get them throughout the day. Hello again, everyone, and as I already said, today we're going to be talking about dementia. And for those of you who do not already know what dementia is, according to the National Institute of Aging, dementia is the loss of cognitive functioning, thinking, remembering, reasoning, and behavioral abilities to such an extent that it interferes with a person's daily life and activities. Dementia depletes a person's ability to perform their daily activities. They lose their ability to take care of themselves and will have to have someone eventually take care of them. Their ability to speak becomes impaired and the patient can start to get very aggressive and hostile towards their caregiver. According to an article published by Caregiver's Guide to Understanding Dementia Behaviors in 2004, it explains that the person you are caring for has a brain disorder that shapes who he has become. When you try to control or change his behavior, you'll most likely be unsuccessful or be met with resistance. As dementia takes its toll on the affected patient, the disease changes their behavior, and if you try to control that or change them, you may not like what happens. The said patient could get very angry and start to yell and scream. I recently sat down with my cousin, Peter Marino, and asked him a few questions about how he or anyone else in our family looks after our grandfather. Our grandfather has had dementia for a few years now, and so I thought I would ask someone in my family how we take care of him to maybe help others. I asked Peter how he deals with the stress. He answered,
"Definitely be patient. Like I said, my grandfather has gotten very stubborn, and it takes him a while to remember or learn something because of dementia. It takes his memory away."
He also later added that,
just because you're a person, your life has been diagnosed with this disease or anything like that, it's always good to keep the family together and try as best you can to make sure that they will always remember you, even though they will eventually lose it.
If you have someone in your life that has dementia, one main thing that you can do to help them out the most is just be there for them. If you are constantly with them, it can make it harder for them to forget about you. It also just make them happy that they have someone to talk to and keep their minds off of different things that they are going through. If you do not have someone in your life with this disease, it is important to look for the early symptoms of dementia. Dementia slowly takes away your ability to perform your regular day-to-day activities. In a recent article published by Renee Meyer, it states that memory and competence with everyday tasks usually deteriorate first, followed by loss of language and ability to perform personal tasks such as dressing, bathing, and toileting. A third phase is characterized by muteness, failure to understand eating and swallowing, incontinence, loss of the ability to walk, and eventually a bedridden state. If you start to notice any of the early symptoms, the best idea is talk to a doctor to see what you should do. And if the doctor isn't as helpful as you thought, another idea would be to talk to someone that you know who has someone in their family or someone close with this disease. All right, back to being patient. I sat down and talked with Dr. Sharon Milne, who has her PhD, MA, and RNBC. She is also a professor at Endicott and worked with a number of different people with different mental illnesses such as bipolar depression and, you guessed it, dementia. I asked her, what is one thing that she tells her patients or their caregivers to do to help them out stress-wise at the house? she explained.
So one of the biggest things that I try to help people with and tell people is to have patience. I think that's one of the biggest things, because people with dementia, depending on the severity and the extent of the illness, don't realize what you're telling them. It's not long lasting. It kind of, escapes them just as soon as you said it. So make things simple, break tasks down easy for them, speak to them in brief sentences, and really have patience and take care of yourself probably would be a good idea. Care for the caregiver is, something that's very important to do, and make sure that they're getting breaks as well.
When taking care of someone with dementia, it is also very important to look after yourself. You know what? You do not want to be visibly distressed or frustrated in front of the person you were taking care of, because that could lead to them getting very stressed and frustrated and become very hostile and aggressive. The best option is to try to stay calm and level and to be reasonable when working with your loved one. It can be hard sometimes to stay calm when dealing with your loved one, but you just have to stick with them and keep a positive attitude. I recently asked one of my buddies, Sean Gettick, who has two grandfathers with dementia, how this disease has affected his family and how they handle all of their pressure and anxiety.
It's definitely made us a little bit tighter, because forgetting a loved one or them forgetting you is definitely stressful for both parties. And it's never something that anyone wants to go through.
Yeah.
I also later asked what advice he would give to people that are new to taking care of someone with dementia, and he explained.
You gotta be open to what their mind's going through. They aren't really sure what they're going through, and definitely you have no clue. So you just have to kind of work with them and with your family.
I really like what he said there about how you or your loved one do not really know what they are going through. It can be very crushing to see someone that you have known your whole life struggle to even dress themselves. But the one thing that should always be in your head is to stay positive. If you stay positive, it will create a more comfortable and warm environment around the house and will keep everyone involved more level-headed. Another thing to look for when taking care of someone with this disease is their eating habits. In the Caregiver's Guide to Understanding Dementia Behaviors, they state that people with dementia literally begin to forget what they need to eat and drink. Complicating the issue may be dental problems or medications that decrease appetite or make food taste funny. The consequences of poor nutrition are many, including weight loss, irritability, sleeplessness, bladder or bowel problems, and disorientation. This can be tough sometimes because they have to take their medications daily anyways, but if it is making them not want to eat, then that can be a problem. But if they are just simply forgetting to eat their meals, you have to stay on them about eating. This actually happened with my grandfather. He wasn't taking his meds and he wasn't eating, but everyone in my family kept reminding him to eat his dinner, and eventually he filled up and didn't look like a twig. Now, let's talk about the medications that can help out the patients. When I was talking with Dr. Milne, she said that there are only about 5 medications that can help with with dementia right now, but not a whole lot. She explains.
So currently, there are about 5 medications out there. There's Namenda, there's Rizatidine, Excellion, Aricept, and one more, Niminzirik. And basically, they only slow the progression, but it depends on at what stage you are at in order for it to slow the progression of the disease. It doesn't do much if you're already in the later stages.
What she's saying is that if you have just been diagnosed with dementia, and you start taking the medication, the disease won't get any worse for a little. The medications don't completely cure the disease, but you will have more time with your loved one before they start to lose their ability to remember or speak. Dr. Milne is really hopeful that there could be a cure in the near future. She explains that.
I'm hopeful that there will be. There's a lot of research currently being done on the different neurotransmitters in the brain and how acetylcholine is really linked to dementia and Alzheimer's. So I think, you know, we are on the cutting edge of coming up with some new and improved medications that will hopefully cure it in the future.
Whether the cure is 5 years from now or 100 years from now, the only thing we can do now is be very supportive of our loved ones. And lastly, to always make sure that you are there for them so that their memory does not slip away from their grasp. Thank you.